Enjoyed your Sunday afternoon and are ready now to open your Bibles and enter into a study of the 77th Psalm, if you will. Turn there and we'll begin looking at the 77th Psalm. We have visitors with us. We're glad that you've come and hope you can come back and be with us again. This is the most interesting Psalm because it deals with some sort or some kind of national tragedy. Scroggie suggests that it is a humiliation by Chaldean oppression. That is, the Babylonian captivity. Thinking that perhaps the previous chapter was alluding, and it seems to the Assyrian aggression. And here it has to do with the humiliation of the Chaldean oppression. Kirkpatrick said, when the psalmist wrote, the blow has fallen. Israel was in exile. It is clearly no mere private and personal sorrow which overwhelms his spirit, but the apparent rejection of Israel by God. But in the light of Israel's past history, he is taught to believe that this rejection cannot be permanent. And so at the time of this epistle, or at the time of this psalm, it seems that the blow has come, they are in captivity, it is a dark picture for God's people. There is a national tragedy that has taken place. Jensen suggests that it is a time of deep trouble. And indeed, it is. The picture here in Psalm 77 is the picture of one wrestling with grief and with doubts. He does that, particularly in the first 9 verses. He wonders if God has somehow forgotten his people. He raises 6 such questions in verses 7 through 9. He has sleepless nights, according to verse 4. He tosses and turns and he cannot sleep and in essence says, sounds much like the wording of Job, that you, God, are keeping my eyelids open. He has questions for which he seeks answers. Has God forgotten his people? Will he be favorable no more? Has his mercy ceased forever? 6 such questions are raised in verses 7 through 9. And what that does is illustrate to us that the anguish of soul is not a modern phenomenon. When someone is wrestling with questions and they seem to have some doubts for which they're searching for answers and they're wrestling with problems that have befallen them or God's people or the nation as a whole and they wonder, what is God doing with us? That is not a new thing. That is something that is old as man himself. The psalmist ultimately finds his comfort in God and he does that in verses 12 or 10 through 20. Now there are 2 sections to the psalm. The 2 sections are verses 1 to 9 and then 10 through 20. Verses 1 through 9 seem to be a sigh, whereas the song begins in verses 10 through 20. Verses 1 through 9 focuses on trouble, where 10 through 20 up on triumph. 1 through 9 focuses on the present national disaster, but before he gets through, he turns and he focuses on the past national deliverance. So the thing that helps him through his sigh and his trouble and this present disaster is he looks to the past national deliverance of what God has done for his people in the deliverance from Egypt and in other occasions. And he thinks about the great song that he'd had of the past. And that comforts him for the future. And he then rises the next morning with a different spirit and a different attitude than he had as he lies down to sleep the night before. So let's look at 2 things tonight. Let's take a look at the psalm quickly. Work our way through the psalm, not a great detail, but we'll look at the gist of the psalm and see what the psalmist is actually saying, and then we'll come back and draw several lessons from the psalm that will be very practical to us, hopefully, as we may face similar circumstances. Let's talk first about the psalm. So if you don't already have your Bible open, I encourage you to turn to the 77th psalm, if you will, and let's talk about the psalm. I call it, from our own purpose, it seems that God has forgotten his people. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever think, well, maybe it seems like to me that God has maybe forgotten his people and maybe God's not listening and God doesn't care anymore? And so the psalmist begins to wrestle with that. Now, as we've already mentioned, 2 things happen in the psalm. It seems that God has forgotten his people, verses 1 through 9. And then he turns and he talks about his hope and his confidence is based upon the past. And in this, as he talks about God seemingly has forgotten his people, which is not true, but that seems that way in this national calamity. He cries out to God and he does not find comfort there. Not that you don't find comfort in crying out to God, but I've cried out to God and I'm seeking answers to questions I haven't found yet. But he's troubled and he thinks back for a little bit about previous days. And he has a series of questions in verses 7 through 9. And now the change begins at verse 10. And he begins to focus on the past. So let's start first of all by looking at how he cries out to God, verses 1 to 3. So let's look at verses 1 to 3 together. He here cries out to God. We're suddenly, as one writer suggests, introduced as we open the psalm. We're introduced into the middle of a tragedy that we haven't been introduced to. And it's as if we walked into the room of one sobbing and crying, and we don't know what they're crying about, and he's going to kind of give us that indication before he's through. And here's what he says. He said, I cried out to God with my voice. To God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted. And I remembered God, and I was troubled, and I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. The psalmist here says that I've been crying out unto God. I pour out my concerns unto God. I have great question, and I have great concerns. And I've talked to God about that. And notice that he mentions in verse 2, in the day of my trouble, this national calamity. When things look so dark and things look so drear, I cried out to God and I sought the Lord. That's where I turned. But my soul refused to be comforted. Just the fact that I'm looking around and seeing all the tragedy around me and I've cried out to God, that within itself has not brought comfort to me until I begin to think about some things. And he'll tell us what that is when we get a little later into the psalm. But he said, I remembered God and I was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with sorrow and grief and anguish of soul.